are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. Hackers can hear you even if you don't have a microphone. San Francisco's public transit system has been exploited by an automated ransomware. More than 130,000 records of U.S. Navy employees have been leaked. SD cards aren't just for cameras anymore, so it's time for a new standard. And Google's artificial intelligence gives robots the ability to dream. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
I drink my coffee backwards.
You drink your coffee backwards? This is the randomness.
Oh. It is
randomness
on both sides.
We deal with, folks.
I thought it was see, look.
and there is our commercial for the Category 5 mugs.
Look, it's on both sides. You can pick them up at shop.category5.tv.
Look at this
marketing. Righto.
Righto, mate.
I'm Sasha Germatis, and here are the top stories for the week of November 30th, 2016. Experimental malware has highlighted the possibility that hackers might be able to turn headphones into microphones in order to snoop on computer users. Research by computer scientists at Ben Gurion University, Israel, has revealed that both headphones and loudspeakers present a potential bugging risk. The researchers put together proof-of-concept malware in order to validate the risk. Malware can use a computer as an eavesdropping device, even when a microphone is not present, muted, taped, or turned off, the researchers warn. In a paper, Speaker, Turn Speakers to Microphones for Fun and Profit, the researchers survey the scope of the risk and access potential countermeasures possible. Possible hardware-based defenses include using only active one-way speakers or deploying either white noise emitters or audio jammers. I think this is actually the creepiest news story I have read in a very long time because
I think it is.
The potential for real spying is, like, it's so intrusive. You think that you've got it under control just by turning it off.
No.
Taping.
Yeah, and if you use passive speakers on your computer and it can be turned into a microphone.
Yeah.
Should we demonstrate this a little bit for those of you at home who don't understand the inner workings of a speaker and a microphone?
Yes, please.
So, Sasha, are you saying that we could have, instead of buying you a new microphone, we could have just put these on?
Could you imagine?
Can we just put those on your head? Yeah. It'd be cool.
That's right.
Welcome to the news. Okay, so this is just a pair of really great Thermaltake eSports headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Standard headphones, right? So you plug them into your computer and you don't think anything of it and you use them to listen to music and they're great.
Great.
Nothing to do with these headphones, but everything to do with the way speakers, microphones, everything like that works. So if I have these on and let's just put these into an adapter here and I'm going to plug this in over here, okay?
Right.
So I'm going to plug this into our mixing console. And I'm going to disconnect all three of our microphones.
Okay.
Okay. So now I've got a pair of headphones plugged into our mixing console to emulate for you what it would be like if you had a pair of headphones or a passive speaker on your computer.
Right. Once the microphones are off, I will tell everybody out loud all of my passwords to everything. Because the speakers or the microphones will be
off. Oh, right, yeah.
It'll be totally safe.
Picking up all the conversations. So remember, these are headphones, right? Okay, so I'm gonna start with Sasha.
Goodbye.
Okay, Sasha's gone.
Uh-oh.
There goes Erica.
Oh, no.
And here goes me.
Hello. Hello. What's that?
I'm creeped out.
These are headphones, folks. Headphones. This is not a microphone. I've just got them plugged into my computer or whatever. All right. You'll plug us back in.
There's Erica. Say hi.
I'm back.
Sasha.
Hello.
And
I'm revived.
There's me.
That is
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that.
The worst news story for
no,
fear
I have more
based
things to worry about.
Yes.
Because I'm gonna be walking around my house now just imagining that everything and everyone can hear
so
me.
So don't have what if they're not plugged in? Then you're okay?
What if your computer has passive speakers built in?
And what computer doesn't? Mine does.
Then what do we do? How do we avoid this?
You can't put, despite the news story, you can't put tape over a speaker.
See, I have
doesn't
tape
work
on
that way.
All of my cameras.
We're
going
to have to do a demo on how to cut the wires in these
gonna
devices.
We're going to have to. We just created
it. You just can't win. Hackers always find a way.
Oh, boy.
And now you know.
Now you know.
Okay. Well, now that we're sad.
now we just put a damper on.
Right. Hard drive scrambling ransomware menaced more than 2,000 systems at San Francisco's public transit agency on Friday and demanded 100 bitcoins to unlock data. That's the equivalent of about $73,000 US.
Wow.
Yeah. Ticket machines were shut down and passengers were allowed to ride for free on Saturday, a busy post-Thanksgiving shopping day for the city, while IT workers scrambled to clean up the mess. A variant of the HDD cryptor malware infected 2,112 computers within the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency. These systems appear to include office admin desktops, CAD workstations, email and print servers, employee laptops, payroll systems, SLQ databases, lost and found property terminals, and station kiosk PCs. The worm-like malware automatically attacked the agency's network and was able to reach the organization's domain controller and compromise network-attached Windows systems. There are roughly 8,500 PCs, Macs, and other boxes in the agency's network. After the vulnerable computers were infected and their storage scrambled, they were rebooted by the malware, and rather than start their operating system, they instead displayed the message, "You hacked." Sorry, this part makes me laugh. You hacked. All data encrypted. Contact for key. The ransomware's masterminds claimed in a statement on Sunday via email, "Our software is working completely automatically and we don't launch targeted attacks. SFMTA's network was very open and 2,000 server/PCs were infected by software." Wow, this is a lot of money, and seemingly it was an easy attack. So
yeah, there's so many folds to this story. We've talked about malware, about crypto ransomware on the show before, and one of the things that keeps coming up, like I encounter this all the time, customers who are not so sure, why do I need to pay for ongoing maintenance? Why do we need to have someone here every month to run our maintenance and to make sure all of our systems are up to date? So understand, here is a network of thousands of computers, and thousands of computers are out of date, so much so that here's an exploit in Oracle software that was patched, not only revealed, but patched, fixed, more than a year ago. And yet, it was used by automated software to lock down their network. So how does that work? Well, why would anyone want to attack me? Nobody would want to attack me. Well, these bots, as the hackers have said, go out on the internet and find susceptible systems. they don't care whose system it is.
Exactly.
They if they can get 1% of the systems that they encrypt and damage the files to cough up money,
right,
then they've made a killing.
And they're bots. They're tireless.
They
They'll
are
work
bots.
24/7. They don't care. They'll search until they find something.
Absolutely. Jeez. Absolutely. It's the call center mentality where you're just picking up the phone and dialing numbers, and one of those people out of every 100 will buy.
Exactly.
And here we are. We're using it for malicious purposes. And nobody's really safe. And that's important to keep your stuff up to date. Absolutely. Today, for example, if I may interject, and I know this is your show, Sasha, F.H. Tommy reminds us this is totally Sasha's show.
Thank you. I love you.
Today, this morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, it was unveiled that Firefox, the browser, has a zero-day exploit. Firefox itself, the web browser, can be exploited in such a way that it can compromise a user's computer. So Firefox, Mozilla, was very, very quick to bring out a patch. But did everyone install that patch? Have you installed that patch yet? You need to know that that exploit is there. So if you're not updating your system, and these kinds of things are found, and that's what happened here at the transit system. Right. It was found, but it was a year ago, and it never got patched. And so now, who knows what happens next?
Thank you, Robbie.
Hey, you know, this is your show.
Thanks for contributing to my show.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
The United States Navy has revealed that the names and social security numbers on 134,386 current and former employees has been leaked thanks to a compromise of a laptop used by a Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Services staffer. The IT contractor and the Naval Criminal Investigative Service probed the data loss, finding that unknown individuals accessed the records. No information was released on the details of the incident, so we're uncertain if the laptop was stolen, infected with malware, or otherwise compromised. So we don't know a lot of information about this, in fact, really, except that, well, it was compromised. We don't know how, but we do know that the personal information of these, you know, fine individuals is out there somehow, somewhere. So
just more exploits going on, eh?
Yeah. This is a somber day for news.
On a brighter note.
It's time for faster sustained IOPS on SD cards. SD cards have historically been associated with digital cameras, media players, and game consoles, and other relatively simple and appliance-like devices. In these roles, the cards are primarily needed to offer fast sequential read and write speeds, since they were typically just being asked to save and access one file at a time. But SD cards are becoming increasingly important as primary storage devices. Use cases that demand better random read and write performance to account for multiple apps making small read and writes to the cards in rapid succession. Boy. In recognition of these more complex use cases, the SD Association has introduced version 5.1 of the SD specification, which adds a new app performance class that guarantees buyers a minimum number of input-output operations per second, IOPS, just as the current speed classes guarantee minimum sequential writing speeds. The new A1 speed class promises that cards support sustained write speeds of at least 10 megabytes per second, at least 1,500 read IOPS, and at least 500 write IOPS. Additional speed classes will be introduced to meet market needs. The good news about this is because SD cards are really important in, like, the Raspberry Pi, right?
Yes. So, it's exactly what was coming to my mind, Sasha.
Yeah. So that's a great news story as far as accessibility of information.
I think so. Up to now, the SD cards, micro SD cards, you've got a camera and you need it to save very, very quickly and sequentially to that card. But reading is comparatively slow. So you put that same card in your phone, for example, and it's got all your apps. Or best example that you can give is the Raspberry Pi, I think.
Right.
This could have a big performance gain for things like the Raspberry Pi.
Right.
I think that's fantastic.
I think that's amazing news. This is also great news. Google's DeepMind AI has pioneered a new technology which allows robots to dream in order to improve their rate of learning. This follows after the company's recent announcement of its new lip reading software using artificial intelligence. The latest development differs from the previous research in which the company trained its AI to master a watch, listen, attend, and spell, WLAN, network structure whilst transcribing several hours of BBC footage. In precise explanation of its latest research, DeepMind explained that the aim of the study is to recognize phrases and sentences being spoken by a talking face, with or without the audio. Following its announcement earlier this month, DeepMind researchers partnered with Blizzard Entertainment in order to transform one of its games into a learning environment for AI. Its popular video game, StarCraft II, will be used to teach and test machine agents. In particular, researchers identified that StarCraft was an interesting testing environment for current AI research because it provides a useful bridge to the messiness of the real world. The dreams discovered by the researchers have allowed the AI to highlight different sections of the games that may be particularly challenging and repeat them until mastered. This technique was found to develop a total of 10 times speed increase in the rate of learning. That is amazing for computers.
Wow.
Way to go, AI. Where is Jeff today?
I find it hilarious if you ever get onto Google Image Search and do a search for DeepMind dreams.
Yeah. Oh.
And the things that this AI comes up with, like, you just go check it out. You have to see it to see what a computer dreams. Like, what does a computer dream?
And I wonder if they have reoccurring dreams.
Don't know.
I gotta find out.
I like it.
I know. It's like you always wondered what your dog or cat dreamed of. Now you can
it's
find out what your computer dreams of. I wonder, like, 1010. I don't know.
Zero, 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 one. It's like, oh, it's a nightmare. It's 0000001.
Thanks for watching the Category 5.TV newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category 5.TV newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.